Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, NCBA CEO. We're talking sustainability in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
On Tuesday, November 9th, INTS Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit INTSAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's ENTZ, INTSAuction.com.
Sustainability this, regenerative agriculture that, the need for climate smart agriculture, all these things being talked about at great length within the agricultural community, including within the beef industry. And Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says his organization has stepped up to the plate on this conversation about sustainability.
You know, this issue of sustainability is not going away. I think for those of us in the cattle business, for years we thought this might just be a fad and we wouldn't have to worry about it. But sustainability is here. And so we had to really step back and think, what does it mean to us? We don't want more rules and regulations. We don't want to have the government come in and tell us what we have to do in terms of sustainability. So we said, in order to prevent that from happening, we need to get ahead of this. We need to lead the discussion and we need to define this on our own terms. That's why we put together a working group to look at what sustainability means to us.
And from that working group, a very strong and aggressive goal coming out, announced this last summer during the annual meeting that NCBA held in Nashville.
We have. The biggest one is our commitment to being climate neutral by 2040. That's a bold and audacious goal. It's something that we gave a lot of thought to before we put it out there, but we know that it is doable. And it's doable because when you look at the carbon cycle, specifically methane and how it's a part of the carbon cycle. That methane's only up in the atmosphere for about a decade before it's then reabsorbed. So we can show quite clearly we're part of the solution, not part of the problem, because our grazing lands can absorb that methane, grow good grass, and then our cattle can come along, graze that grass, and put a high-quality protein on the plate for consumers. So it's a win-win for all of us, a win-win for the government, win-win for producers, win-win for the consumer, and that's why we decided to go after that climate-neutral goal.
And that goal even more doable in today's conversation with the IPCC of the United Nations acknowledging the short-term nature of methane.
That's right. Trying to get the GWP star, which means global warming potential, and star is just the methodology that really does carve out that methane, is a much more realistic and accurate measurement of how methane is treated. For years, methane has been treated much differently, and that's why people continue to point at us as being the problem. But this new methodology allows us to be a part of the solution. Not to mention that there is a commitment to continual improvement by this industry. We're better now than we were 5 years ago. We're better now than we were 50 years ago. We'll be better in another 5 and 10 years. So we know that continual improvement, the research that's going on, when you look at corn varieties that help reduce methane, we'll be able to reach that goal. We're pretty confident.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall, a little more color commentary on this methane gas issue with Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel of NCBA.
Why this is important for the cattle industry is because, as you all know, cattle emit methane, and that's what we get beat over our heads with all the time by activist groups. But now, if we start incorporating the use of this new GWP star metric, it means that we're actually going to see that the greenhouse gas impact of methane from cattle is much smaller than we previously believed.
And, of course, obviously, being a short-lived gas, the scientists that have been looking at this honestly regarding cattle, let's say it's about a 10-year cycle.
That's right. It's 10 years. So after 10 years, methane breaks down in the atmosphere, and it just turns into water, and it turns into carbon dioxide, right? And this is important because methane has been historically counted as a 25 multiplier of carbon equivalent, but they've been multiplying that times 100 years. which is wrong. Now we know it should only be for 10 years. So the more we can do to account for that, I think the better it's going to show that the cattle industry is overall, and that we have much less of an impact than we previously believed. So that's something that no one's talking about. It's getting totally glossed over, and everyone's talking about how it's the end of the world. But the thing that's really important for the cattle industry to realize is that that little nugget of truth in there is going to be very, very important, very helpful for us to show our story and to use good science to actually support and justify good policy decisions.
Scott Yeager, Collingwood All, on the cattle industry story regarding sustainability. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit inceauction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's ENTZ, inceauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.